From coast to coast and worldwide on the internet, this is Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie.
Father Andrew Wingate, his website, trumpetersmission.com, linked up with his name on coasttocoastam.com. Now, when we come back, we're going to talk about the Antichrist and some other predictions on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, I'm George Norrie. First, before we talk about the Antichrist, Father Wingate, this bacterial contamination, what do you see?
Well, what we had seen was a airborne bacteria, which dissipates very easily, but it doesn't stay long in the air. That the way the scene transpired was, we saw a lot of medical personnel in the hospital and emergency personnel trying to help people who were collapsing. And then we saw scenes of people wearing complete contamination-proof suits, bringing people in. And they were also bringing in bodies and stacking them in rooms to where they were just stacking them like cordwood. There were so many. And it finally got to the point to where they were almost giving up.
You know, it's funny you say that, because there are some coroners now. They're recommending, in the event of anything mass, that the bodies be wrapped up, almost shrink-wrapped.
Uh-huh.
It's just so the contamination doesn't spread any further than it might.
And then we saw people hiding in their homes with their windows taped up, and they were being told to stay in their homes for so many days. To give it time to dissipate, and in one circumstance, the disease and the vision had affected so many people that there actually weren't even people to keep the electricity on; that there were power failures, and heaven had stated to pray for these people and pray that there would not be such a great loss of life. Because I get a lot of email, you know, that was the vision, but I get a lot of people saying, well, I don't believe this because God would not just arbitrarily just throw a dart on the earth and say, okay, make those people die. And they're correct. God doesn't do this. People have to understand that all evil, all death, all damage, destruction, and war comes from sin. It comes from man's sin, human's sins. It does not come from God at all. God does not send these wars. He doesn't send the diseases. And he doesn't kill people. He did not send the tsunami. And he doesn't send earthquakes. So people have to, when they read my website, they have to understand what they're reading. They have to stop and think and not be so bigoted and narrow-minded and say, oh, you bunch of people, you're trying to scare us. I'm not trying to scare people.
Maybe sin creates negative energy, and this negative energy somehow then creates these catastrophes.
Well, yes. Well, see, the devil, evil has its own power. And like I was using the example of where there is no light, there's darkness. And where God is not, evil is. And evil does what it wants. Evil does what it wants. So if God is not in our family, if he's not in our society, then evil is there, and evil does what it wants with our families, and it does what it wants with our society. And it does what it wants with nature, because we have not allowed God to be in our lives, and we don't take God with us.
Do you believe that we are in end times right now, Father Wingate?
Yes. That's why I'm doing this.
How long can that last?
The end times itself?
Yes.
Well, I believe that our country is going to be invaded within the next 4 years. For sure.
Pretty specific.
Yeah. Okay, to start off with. I know it could be even this year, but I don't think so. But I know, and I'm firmly convinced, in my opinion, that it's within this next 4 years, from that point on, that the Third World War will then come within 3 years after that.
Are we going to see troop movements? How's this going to happen? I mean, are we going to just wake up one day and find these troops running all over the country?
In our country, you mean?
Yeah.
Well, when the invasion comes, we have many things showing that it's coming. We're going to have Turkey and Greece and all these countries are already getting real nervous with what's going on in Lebanon and Israel.
Sure.
And I've been saying for years that that's where it's going to spread to. It's going to spread into Greece and Turkey, and then, bam, it's going to go up into Europe through there.
So we're going to see these signs first.
You will see all of this first. Then then there's going to be the assassination of two leaders of Europe, France and Germany. When those two leaders are assassinated, very quickly several other events are going to occur. When that has happened, we will already be involved. Our country.
And these are going to be real leaders, though.
I'm talking about the president.
Okay, we can't say, for example, that the...
Some guy down the street got shot and say, okay, that was him.
The Chechen rebel leader, you wouldn't count him as a leader.
No, okay. No, it is the lawfully elected president and premier of Germany, president of France and premier of Germany. They will be assassinated. And when that is happening, our country is already in three of these other wars. So we've already been militarily expended.
And you're saying this is going to happen over the next 4 years?
I firmly believe it.
All right.
Okay. When that happens, that's when our country has to try to convince our people to let them continue in these military efforts. That's when they sink that battleship or aircraft carrier in the North Atlantic. Right now, our country, we've seen it in the news all the time,
is trying to open up
relations with Cuba.
Based on vision here, based on prophecy.
Right.
All right.
All of this has nothing to do with what any political analyst may be saying or anything else. Right now, our country is trying to open up relations with Cuba. When that happens, that is part of the predictions that we're coming, that we're coming closer and closer to an invasion. When the two leaders have been assassinated, the Vatican will have been invaded. They will claim the Pope is dead. Aircraft carrier or battleship will be sunk in the North Atlantic. Cuba will have been recognized with political regularities as any other good standing nation. Bam, we will be invaded.
Well, you know, if a few of these don't happen, then one could say the entire prophecy won't occur.
Well, it's not so much that, well, no, they will happen. They will happen, but they may not happen as dramatically as we may individually think that it should. Okay.
Well, explain that.
Okay. Dramatically.
To me, you know, if a couple world leaders are assassinated, that's pretty darn dramatic.
Okay, but at the same time, if you've got a revolt going on in that country, and the president, premier of Germany, has been assassinated, and the report is not given any more attention other than, here's the revolt going, and the premier has been assassinated, this is happening, this is happening, this is happening. Okay?
All right.
It's not like headlines, premier is assassinated.
I think that would be headlines.
It should be, but what I'm talking about is some events will be occurring very quickly, and some so close together it will be a little bit difficult to say at what point do we say, okay, and next.
Okay, then when this invasion occurs, where you believe Russian forces, Chinese forces will combine.
Right.
I mean, won't we physically see troop movement? I mean, we have been in a pretty fortunate situation where if you're going to see anything, you got to watch your coasts.
Right.
But then Canada will see this before we do if they come that way.
Right.
Mexico, if they come that way, which is... Mm-hmm. You know, possibly the area that this could occur. I mean, we're going to get notice, aren't we?
Well, there's already several divisions of Soviet troops in Mexico.
Or, let me ask you this. Do you see in these visions that they're already here, maybe as illegal aliens, maybe as phony citizens?
Some of them are, because one-third of the citizenry around every one of our military installations consists of alien personnel. Of the public is alien.
Are they going to just walk in?
A lot of them.
With their guns. Here they come.
No. I didn't get the question. What will happen is you remember the movie Red Dawn?
I sure do.
Okay. That is almost exactly what is going to happen. They're going to come in on aircrafts, commercial aircrafts, and they're going to...
Parachutes,
and they're going to then have a timeline of where they want to actually land on several of our military bases so that they can then use our military equipment against us, because we already know how long it takes to get a whole army overseas.
Meanwhile, most of our troops will be out of the country.
That's right. And we will be, our bases will be manned down to the skeleton bone.
Thank God for our armed citizens.
That's right. And thank God for people having their own firearms. And, I mean, we've got people volunteering right now to watch the Arizona-New Mexico border to keep people out, and they're stopping hundreds and hundreds of people a day. The National Immigration Office and the federal marshals have reported as much as 1,500 people a day being stopped. And many of these people are Indochinese, Chinese, North Koreans, and Central American communists.
In order for you to talk about the prophecy, do all the priests, the mystics, have to agree on this? Do they all have to see it?
Yes.
Maybe just one of them? How does that work?
All the mystics have to agree.
Or you don't go public with it.
Right.
All right, so all of them.
And also, heaven must give me three signs to let me know that this is correct.
What do you mean three signs? Like
I have to have three independent signs that have occurred to let me know that this is legitimate. I make a request mentally that I don't tell anyone, asking that heaven must do something, a particular thing. And I don't mean have a leaf fall or something like this. They must have something extraordinary occur. An example, one particular occasion, I said to heaven, okay, if this is true, then that's like when I was told to go on your show the first time.
Yes.
Okay, I told heaven, if I'm to go on a radio station on a show, then you provide it and you have them call me.
And we called you.
You called. That
out of the blue.
It wasn't a half an hour. It wasn't a half an hour later you called. That's a sign to let me know, okay, they're serious. Heaven wants it broadcasted. Okay.
Well, heaven sure picked
the right
show for that, I'll tell you that.
Pardon?
Heaven picked the right show for that.
Yeah, and then it's like when your program manager called the other day, that very same day, heaven has said, okay, this has to be told. And I said, okay, then have them call me. You have to call me.
And the call just comes.
And she called. Matter of fact, I spoke to her for about 10 minutes thinking she was someone else before I finally realized, oh, here's who I'm talking to. But anyway, you know, so I'm talking about that kind of sign.
Okay, now let me ask you this. In terms of pure common sense, if governmental leaders are listening to this program now, and I know they have several people, by the way, who take notes every night, and then they kick it around to the various departments, wouldn't you, if you were a government official, elected official, wouldn't you say, you know what, I just heard this Father Andrew Wingate on Coast to Coast last night, and he says that within 4 years, we're going to see these things happen. We're going to see these things. Wouldn't you start preparing if you were them based on what you're saying?
Several are.
Oh, they are.
I've already had them call me. I've already talked to several military commanders who have said, what else can you tell us? Because we're going to prepare.
So does this mean then that your prophecies are things that will happen or could happen?
There are things that will happen. The only thing that is a variable is the degree of its severity, because that is all determined about due to the conversion of the hearts of people.
And you may have, for example, if you've told some military leaders,
and enough the public has heard, and enough public is saying, wait a minute, you know, we really should maybe change, and then people do start changing, that then the invasion's impact is even less.
Now, let me ask you this. The invaders are evil. I mean, if you talk about some of these things happen because of evil and sin, I mean, aren't the invaders worse than we are? More sinful? Evil?
I really couldn't say that, because that's trying to say then, okay, because someone has been forced into that military service, then now they're an evil person. I have to believe that those Chinese soldiers feel that they're doing what is right for their country, and that their country must believe what they're doing is right. You know, I have to believe
that. What about their leaders?
I can't believe that about the leaders. But then again, I don't believe that about much of any leaders.
Yeah.
I'm serious. I'm not trying to say that I believe our president or our Congress is evil. But I tell you what, the actions of which and the courses they take are not the best. And that's because our public does not deserve better.
Now, this is Father Wingate talking now, not heaven.
That's exact. Well, but also that's me responding to what heaven has said, why things are happening. Even George Washington said that these things will happen because our society, our country, its people in government has turned away from God.
Yeah, but are you saying, though, if we were, all of us, so righteous, so pure, so willing, that all this would go away?
Well, if we were, it wouldn't be happening.
Because, I still think the tsunamis will occur and the volcanoes will
happen. Wait. See, you're then trying to then rationalize that God lets evil go ahead and do what it wants anyway. Okay? And that's not so. God does not let evil do any more than man wants it to.
Well, but see, I don't happen to think, even though a volcano may be devastating, I don't see it as evil. Mm-hmm. I see it as an unfortunate natural occurrence of a planet.
Well, but at the same time, if there's no loss of life, it was not a tool of evil.
True.
Okay? When it is a loss of life and has brought hardship and destruction, then it is a tool of evil. Okay? Other than that, no. God has let these things happen because it is a part of nature, but also to show man what forces do exist in nature.
Tell me a little bit about the Antichrist. Do you believe the Antichrist is on this planet right now?
Lord Maitreya, as he calls himself. I don't want to get emails saying, okay, I consider him Lord. No, I don't. That is his name he calls himself. He is the Antichrist. He is the biblical and the historical figure of Satan.
This is the guy that Benjamin Krem is following.
That's the one he is promoting. I've been confronted by him several times. I know other mystics who he has confronted.
Has he just appeared wherever you've
been?
Yeah,
he's just appeared. Several of the others have told me the same thing, where he comes, he tries to let them know that, look, don't fight me, because you can't beat me, and this is what I'm going to do. So if you just back off, hey, I'll leave you and your family and your so-and-so's alone. Okay, he tries to do his intimidation and do a little fear spreading and so on. And when he finds out he can't make any progress, then he proceeds with his own events, his own plan. Evil is so assured of itself, and it believes itself so much, and it lies to itself so much, that it has convinced itself it is invincible. And that it can't lose, even though it knows it will. It tells itself, no, I won't. No, I won't. I'm going to succeed. I'm going to win. I'm going to win. Even though it has been told and assured by God, you will lose. It says, nope, because people still want me.
What kind of a planet are we going to have after all this is done and good finally wins?
Let's start from the time period of the Battle of Armageddon.
We better do that when we come right back.
All right.
Why don't we do that? And then we'll take some fast blast questions. We'll also open up the phone lines as well, just to give some of you an opportunity to get in, because next hour, the floodgates will be opened. I'm George Norrie, back in a moment on Coast to Coast AM with our special guest tonight and the prophecies of Father Andrew Wingate.
Nothing will show as we share in our
After Dark newsletter. Subscribe now by calling toll-free 1-888-727-5505. The first-time caller line is area code 818-501-4721. To talk with George toll-free from east of the Rockies, call 1-800-825-5033. West of the Rockies, toll-free at 1-800-618-8255. International callers may reach George Norrie by calling your in-country Sprint access number, pressing option 5, and dialing toll-free 800-893-0903. From the City of Angels, this is Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie.
Well, become a member of the Filament Book Club. When you do, they'll give you a free electronic book where you can download books off your phone or straight through your computer. You can call 1-888-95-E-BOOK. That's 1-888-95-E-BOOK. Or go to the Filament Book Club, which is www.filament.com. There's also a link to the Filament Book Club right at the bottom of the homepage of coasttocoastam.com. So, Father, in September before the election, you said that there would be two events occurring in the U.S. Acts of terrorism. One would take place in the southern United States involving a national treasure. The other would be a preventative event that would transpire somewhere along the U.S. and Mexican border. I don't think anything happened there.
I don't think so either.
Was that
everything
you?
Everything I've been checking on, the preventative events that I could find on the border were only the occasions where I had said that groups like the Klan and militia groups would join in with military and government groups and go help protect the border. Well, this has been happening. There have been several articles on the wire recently where they've stated how, what I talked about a while ago, where large groups are going out there and actually protecting the border, and they've been warning, saying they hope these people don't get themselves killed or whatever. But that's the only thing that's been happening. The other one, about the national treasure in the South, I haven't seen that happen either. I'm suspecting that it's a reference to our space program, the Kennedy's launch pad or something like that. That's what I'm thinking. It might be an attack upon that. And I do know from a contact I have in the FBI that they, since I had posted that on the website, they've just quadrupled their protection for the area over there, because they really did not think there was any way they'd dare do it. But they keep two fighters in the air over our space program areas all the time now. But I still think that those things will still come in due time, and I tell people just keep waiting. No time period has been put on them. They're just events to look forward to that they're going, not forward to, but look that they're going to come.
All right, well, let's go to some fast blasts. We'll do that. We'll take some phone calls this hour.
Did you want to go on
well?
The on from Armageddon on?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
You mean start with that?
Yes, please.
Okay, go ahead. All right. Starting from that point, after the Battle of Armageddon's fall, we've already had the Third World War. We've already had a number of other things. We've already had nations disappear from destruction and so on. At that point in time, evil has seen itself lose. And it is at the point where if it can't have the world, God can't have it. So it will prepare then to destroy the world. And this is where the fulfillment of the 666 comes into being. Because the identification of 666 means six great devils who rule the world for 6 days. And these same six devils are cast back into hell. This is what they will do. They will then try to destroy the whole surface of the earth. But God has promised, just in the time of Noah, that there will be havens like there is like there was the ark for Noah. There are places in the world, all over the world, in our country and others, where evil cannot touch. They can't touch it because of the people, because they're obeying God. Just as Noah and his family obeyed God, they were spared the flood. So in these different places, these people obeying God will be spared of all the different evils. And also in scattered places where individuals who are obeying God to a high degree are spared the evil too. After that 3 days of or 6 days of this destruction, in that 6 days, there's 3 days of natural darkness, then 3 days of supernatural darkness, of where evil then destroys the earth. After that, time ceases to exist for what would be a 40-year period of time. And this is the time period of where Scripture refers to man in exile, where man must prove himself worthy of God, and the only individuals who will survive through that period of time are all those people who are able to live entirely on faith, where Scripture refers to how if necessary, stone will be turned into manna to feed them, that they will be pure of heart. And then after that 40-year period of time, which will be the correlation of the Hebrews wandering in the desert for the 40 years, the world itself becomes the new earth. It becomes the heaven and the earth being united together. And this is when the Holy Jerusalem that exists already is brought to earth from the Garden of Paradise and is placed on the earth, and it will actually be in the area where the Mediterranean is. And the whole surface of the earth will be completely redesigned from what it is now. And this is the part of the descriptions of where people say, okay, now you're getting into fantasy, science fiction, and so on. And that's only because people are unable to see or understand how God works and how the mystical graces themselves work. And they're unable to see conditions in a projection of it being in the future.
Interesting prophecy. To the phones we go. Wildcard Line, welcome to the program. You're on the air with Father Andrew Wingate. Hi there.
Hello, good morning. Enjoy your show.
Thank you.
My name is Jason. I'm calling from Bismarck, North Dakota, listening on KFYR 550 AM radio.
Thank you.
What my question is, I'm in the airline industry, and I know you always hear increased threats, but nothing specific. Do you see anything happening, or do you think, I guess, just what are your thoughts on the whole airline industry and airlines in general?
Happening with what?
With the airline industry. Do you see anything specific happening there?
No, I don't know anything about those things. That's something I haven't been told anything about, so I really couldn't tell you. I don't know what's going to happen with with like electronics or anything else, or you know, like the drug industry or things like that. I have no idea.
How accurate do you believe the Book of Revelation is?
It is. It's. I think it's exactly accurate. It's just that it's very difficult for most people to understand it because, like I was saying a while ago, unless you know how mystical grace works, you're unable to perceive exactly what the different symbols mean because it is completely cryptic and completely symbolic. So that when the things happen, it's easier to tell afterwards than before when you don't know. And this is something I've been asking Heaven to give me permission to put publish is the description and explanation of the symbols so that people can have a better idea.
Next up, first-time caller line. You're on the air with Father Wingate. Hi there.
Hello.
Yeah, welcome to the show, and where might you be?
I am in Tacoma, Washington.
Great. Go ahead.
All right, my question for the Father is, what is the whole point of all of this, the whole battle of good and evil? Because from what I understand, according to Christian beliefs, that God created evil in the first place, since he created everything. So it's kind of like breeding a pit bull and raising your son and then putting them both in a ring and to see who wins just because you have nothing better to do.
Well, I stated earlier that God didn't create evil. So that forms a false impression. Evil comes from the lack of God in our lives. Evil is something of which the creature itself with free will develops by its rejection of God. So if you take light out of something, then darkness is there. The further away the light is from you, the more you are in darkness. The same thing is with evil. The further you reject, the greater you reject God out of your life, the more you retreat to your own self and develop your own design, which is not of God and is evil. So all evil comes from the creature, not from God.
Father, at what point of time are you and the mystics receiving these prophecies? I mean, if you get one, does the next one come in like a week later for the other mystic, where then you all get together and say, we've all had this prophetic moment?
Well, some of us, we may receive things scattered a month and two apart, and then sometimes all within 2 days, three days.
Are you all urged to write things down? Is that what you do?
We record them.
You do?
Yeah. Now, there's a lot of things that we have not released because we have not received any signs to say that we are to believe it without question. It's like some of the things, like I told you, if I say, okay, have them call me, and I'll release it. If I make that statement and I don't get a call, it does not get released.
So there are some things you're holding back that you can't tell us because you're just not sure.
Well, yeah, because I don't want to release something that I don't completely believe. I will tell people at times, here's some things that I have come to understand, but I'm not saying that you should trust it as I do because I have not been substantiated in it.
West of the Rockies, it's your turn on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hi.
Yeah, where are you calling from, sir?
Oh, hi. My name is Jeremy Ray. I'm from Sacramento.
Hello, Jeremy. Go ahead. It's all yours.
Yeah, hi, George. Hi, Father Wingate. How you guys doing tonight?
Doing hanging in.
Okay. All right. Well, I got kind of a, I don't know if this is a real important question or anything, but I decided to, it's been plaguing on my mind all night, and I wanted to ask the situation with good and evil. Does the ET phenomenon, like crop circles and stuff like that, does it play a part, or is that just part of God's creation, too?
No, actually, it really does. But I stay away from that subject as much as possible, only from the part that I don't want to try to drag science fiction channel into the religion channel. You know what I'm talking about?
Even though you may have beliefs on
even
both channels,
even though I know
right?
that certain yeah, because I know that evil uses certain things. These are things that are not really relevant at this time. At a later date and time, they will be very relevant. But because it's not that important at this time, I avoid discussing it not to confuse the issues.
I had Brent Benjamin Krim on several times now, and though he comes across, and I must tell you, Father, is very sincere, he is a little creepy when he's on the air. Is that by design? Are they trying to trick me or people who are listening?
No, it's just that you can feel it. You know, it's hard not to be next to a fire and say, I know that thing's hot.
Joe from Texas says, I know what Father Wingate is saying is true. I have had visions. I have seen the invasion of Chinese and Russian troops entering through Mexico. I have seen these in two parts. Well, there's, and I've gotten several of these like this, Father.
I get them also from people who write and say, please, can I talk to you because I've seen this and I've seen that. And then, or a lot of people write and they'll say, what do I do with it because I'm seeing this? And I write back and I say, don't be upset because we have been told people will have dreams, they will have visions. And the reason is so that people will then compare with each other and say, you know, this is what I saw, this is what I've been told. And it is intended to make people think on their own and respond with their own good reason and respond in good faith and decide, okay, what am I going to do?
Do you still see Florida as being hit by some kind of nuclear weapon?
Yes, that will be done. That will be during the invasion, about the second week, third week, well, within the first month of the invasion, because they will have taken over Florida very quickly.
Father, you're scaring the hell out of me. You know,
I don't like it.
I can use that word with you.
I tell my family, please leave this area and leave that area. I've got 17 brothers and sisters, and only a few of them give me the time of day. You know, they say, no, man, this won't happen, and they just slough it off. And I will say, okay, here, if such and such is true, well, then heaven has told me to give you this sign. And then when it happens, they say, well, but I still don't think. And I said, you know, you're no different than anybody else. You don't want to believe it till it lands in your front yard.
Wildcard line, you're up with Father Wingate on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
How you doing this morning, George?
Good.
First off, I'd like to tell you I know for a fact that evil does exist because I used to be married to one of Satan's daughters. I believe that this civilization has been destroyed and rebuilt several times, like the Father was talking about earlier. And we're probably a people that have forgotten our history. I would like to ask him if he has seen anything or has any ideas about the end of the Mayan calendar in 2012.
Yeah, the Mayan calendar 2012 has been a very fascinating date for all of us, Father. Has that come into any of the prophecies?
Yeah, it has. I don't know how it did, but I remember about 10 years ago, several of the mystics that I had met with had brought up that date as saying, you know, this fits in several different things that we were expecting. And if you take like I was saying, within 4 years from now, well, that would be, 2009?
Mm-hmm.
Add another 4 years to that, and you're getting right at 2012. So that 2012, what I understand, is supposed to be the point in time of when evil possesses the earth.
How do you know that your visions and the other mystics' visions aren't being received and sent by the great deceiver?
Well, for particular several reasons. One, the final aim and purpose of all of the visions that we're receiving are for the purpose of encouraging people to have faith in God and to do good. The requests and instructions that we receive in all of them is to pray for people, is to do good for people, and to seek the betterment for people for the service of God and the salvation of souls. Evil has no desire to do anything to save for souls, even though it will try to use that motive to develop a false piety. It will try to develop a false piety in people so that they will wander off into Never Never Land and want to develop other false beliefs. And then eventually, in the process, falsehoods start creeping in and creeping in. So what we do is we double check to make sure that anything that we're being told or shown, does it deny doctrines of faith? Does it deny Scripture? And does it deny what we already know and have good reason to believe is true also? This is how it has to be checked, and this is the way it is checked. This is why when people write to me and say, don't you know how to check and discern the spirits and this and that? Yes, I do. And my God, we work at it. We work at it very hard because we're talking about things being said on a radio program that I know is being done for good. When I receive an email letter where a person is saying, I'm so glad I heard what you said because then it made me reevaluate my life and decide that I really needed to do better. And I should be trying to serve my neighbor and God rather than rejecting people out of my life. That is a fruit of what is done.
Is there anything you know that scares you?
Yes.
Like what?
Sin scares me. You know what sin is?
I know I don't want to do it.
Sin is the denial of God. And we have to remember, it is so easy for us to deny God.
But you know, all those people who died in the tsunami, the probably close to 300,000, maybe more, I wouldn't say that they were all evil, would you?
No, I wouldn't at all.
Why were they victims then?
Well, at the same time, you have to stop and think, maybe this was actually an act of mercy. Okay, maybe because we don't know what's going to happen in the future in some areas, that part of the country is going to be struck by a deadly plague, a plague that is going to cause excruciating suffering in people. And God said, no, I'm going to spare them of it by allowing this to happen.
All right,
now
stay with us. With Father Andrew Wingate, I'm George Norrie. We'll continue with your phone calls next hour, whole hour, on Coast to Coast AM.
Find out more about tonight's guest. Log on to coasttocoastam.com.